Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. In the early years of the 20th century, James Orr, professor of systematic theology and apologetics at the United Free Church College in Glasgow, Scotland, was one of the most influential evangelical writers in the world. Dr. Orr wrote extensively on biblical themes. One of his books, Sin as a Problem of Today, was published in 1910. Dr. Orr's observations about his own generation are just as applicable today as they were almost 100 years ago. Please listen carefully. Turn what direction one will, sin confronts one as a fact in human life, an experience of the heart, a development of history, a crimson thread through literature, a problem for science, an enigma for philosophy. Page 2. More than 2,500 years before Dr. Orr described conditions in his day, the prophet Isaiah wrote, "Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel to anger. They are gone away backward." Isaiah 1:4. In view of the Calvinistic doctrine of the impossibility of apostasy, it is appropriate to ask some questions about this excerpt from Isaiah. Please remember that Isaiah was writing to God's people, not pagans. Does it matter if God's people are laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children who are corruptors? Were people who had forsaken the Lord, provoked the Holy One to anger, and gone away backward in any danger of being lost, if they were not jeopardizing their own souls by such conduct? What was in the Lord's mind when he commanded Isaiah to write about the rebellion and disobedience of the Israelites? It is also in order to ask, were the Israelites born sinners? If they were, why did Isaiah say they had forsaken the Lord and gone away backward? The New American Standard Bible translates the last half of Isaiah 1:4 as follows. They have abandoned the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away from Him. If anyone thinks he can harmonize these expressions with the doctrine of once in grace, always in grace, he is hereby challenged to do so. Tragically, modern men, including many theologians, seem not to understand the sin problem. We blame man's sinful plight on his circumstances, his parents, the community where he lives, the moral atmosphere of our nation, his educational background, and such like. Or we call sin a disease. Alcoholics and other drug addicts are not sinners. They have a disease. Or we argue that men simply cannot avoid certain kinds of behavior, such as stealing, which we call kleptomania, and homosexuality, which we call another lifestyle. Oddly enough, no Bible writer ever approached sin in the way modern men do. Our attitude towards sin led Dr. Carl Menninger to write a book with the title, Whatever Became of Sin? Isaiah and other Bible writers blame man's predicament on sin, not on Adam's transgression, but on the individual's choices. No one forces us to sin. We just simply make the wrong choices. Paul never leaves the impression that the devil makes us behave in certain ways, as Flip Wilson loved to say. Paul makes it plain that we are responsible for our behavior. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5:10. If we cannot avoid doing evil, will God be just for judging us harshly for evil deeds? My friends, there is a solution to the sin problem. Believing in Jesus Christ, confessing His name before men, repenting of our sins, and being baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. When we obey the gospel, we become free of sin. Thank you for listening. May God bless.